Well, hey, we're talking about spiritual perspectives. This is a special edition of Spiritual Perspectives, bringing you views of real life from, well, a spiritual perspective. And with every episode of Spiritual Perspectives, we invite you to be a part of the program. The phone number here in the studios is area code 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. It's your invitation to be a part of the conversation. If there's a question I haven't asked, a perspective I'm not looking at, or just another part you'd like to bring forward, we have a very special guest this morning. I first met David, I think it's almost 6 years ago at this point, but let me introduce you to him. This is David Stevens. David Stevens speaks throughout the United States and Canada about practical spirituality, prayer, problem solving, and healing. He's spoken in university classrooms, hospitals, correctional facilities, and for conferences and civic church groups as well. David's lifelong commitment to education includes degrees from Principia College and Harvard University. As a high school teacher, coach, college counselor, and even college dean, he utilized the ideas of Mary Baker Eddy's Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures to help bring out the capabilities of students. A spiritual perspective about man's original goodness and humanity's potential has grounded his approach and was instrumental in leading him to a career in spiritual healing. For the past 20 years, Dave has been based in Petaluma, California, where he is in the full-time healing practice of Christian Science. As a result of his experience working with students, Dave has committed to valuing and strengthening the potential in individuals, including an expansion of his work recently, working in men's coaching and counseling with challenges such as alcohol and even abuse. I love this quote. Dave says, "There is a natural role for spirituality in leading us out of ignorance and fear or self-doubt into discovery, confidence, and accomplishment." So everybody, allow me to introduce you to David Stevens. Dave, this is everybody.
Well, hi, everybody. Hi, Scout.
Welcome. Nice to talk to you again. It struck me as I went through my notes for this. It really has been about 6 years since we met.
I think you're right. I think that's exactly right.
I think that's fabulous. Now, you're going to be here in the Bay Area. In fact, they just ran the ad spot, but I'll repeat it for people. You're actually going to be in Pleasanton at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel there in Pleasanton this Sunday afternoon, doing a special lecture called Finding Certainty in Uncertain Times. Now, I know right at the moment the world is bouncing around in different ways, so there's probably about 1,000 different definitions that individuals would have about what is uncertain in our times right at the moment, ranging from, am I going to have employment next week, to is there still going to be a hospital around if I ever need one, to what on earth is going on, and how are we going to be changing country definitions and maps in the future? So what exactly are you talking about in terms of finding certainty in uncertain times?
Well, you know, the laundry list, the uncertainty list is so long and so varied for people. I first came up with this title to a talk I was giving following 9/11 2001. Then I realized as I was talking with people that really there isn't a certain time out there. You know, if people feel that sense of uncertainty all the time, anxiety, fear, worry. And often it's very personal. It could be a matter of health, a family relationship, and so forth. So what I want to be talking about is, what is certain? You know, what is it that doesn't change? What's the truth that gives us some solid rock to stand on, a good firm grasp of a reality that can give us confidence, trust, peace of mind, and be a practical, both preventative and curative, of the uncertainties in our lives.
So I want to make sure people really catch what you're talking about. You're talking about finding a trust and a peace of mind, a harmony, that's not just going into denial. You're talking about finding a deeper state. So if I'm looking at that Marianne Williamson quote that's attributed to Nelson Mandela, of who am I to claim that I'm not great, and then it comes all the way back around to say, who am I to deny what I truly am? Who are we to be finding this peace of mind and not just, you know, na-na-na-na-na with our fingers in our ears pretending it's all going to be okay?
Well, I think it's that old and well-worn but never worn out concept of being, we're children of God. We are spiritual beings, and we are part of the fabric of spirit, which to me, I think of God as infinite good, infinite intelligence, infinite love. We're the very expression of it, which not only, I think, means that we're not subject to all these uncertainties. We really do operate or live and move and have our being, in biblical language, in and of God, with a spiritual purpose, which is good, reflecting the qualities of intelligence and strength and goodness, and, you know, having that spiritual GPS system that enables us to navigate our way and find our way. I love a quote in the Bible, in the book of James, that says that every good gift is from above, cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. It's finding that, the connection with that certainty that's so important. For me, it's what Christ Jesus was teaching, and it's scientific. You know, Christian science is really all about the idea that what Jesus was illustrating was law, was a higher law that's just beyond the what you see is what you get brand.
Well, I really adore the fact that Mary Baker Eddy wrote Science and Health with Keys to the Scriptures, back when the word science actually meant research and repeatable result.
Yeah, right.
So you're actually saying that in the midst of when my mind wants to be doing a Nancy Kerrigan and going, why me, why me, why me, why now, that there's an accessible and practicable divine law that isn't just sort of now I lay me down to sleep hyperbole?
Well, that is what I'm saying. I wasn't expecting a Nancy Kerrigan reference, but that's true. And we all tend to do that. We go into why me and why can't I and why is this happening. I love the fact that Christian Science articulates a basis for thinking out from God, one infinite God good, the governance of God, the idea that we live there and live within that context of divine law, that we have this inheritance as children of God, loved children of God, endowed with qualities and capacities that most of us have just kind of scratched the surface on. It makes all the difference when someone wakes up, with a standpoint of, this is who I am. This is my connection with God good, my inheritance, really the fabric of my being, my design, being that of intelligence and love and good, as opposed to here I am, little old me, in this incredibly complex world and surrounded by things that are beyond my control.
I want you to repeat a piece of what you just said, David. The fabric of my experience, or the fabric of my existence, you spelled out a huge concept and you tossed it off because it's easy for you, and I really want to underline that. Coming back to the fabric of my existence being beyond just little old me surrounded by stuff I have no control over.
Yeah, thanks for that, Scott. I think this is kind of the thing we're going to be unpacking here, because it's right at the heart of the message of finding certainty, who we are. One way I can talk about it is to tell an example, share an insight that a young woman in Seattle shared with me a few years back.
Oh, great.
She'd broken out of severe depression, and this whole perspective that her life was all about competition in one way or another with other people, and she kept coming up short. And it was so difficult for her, so dark for her. But actually, when she was telling me about it, here was this radiant, articulate young lady that looked like she had it all together. She was She was starting a master's program at University of Washington, very bright. And I said, "What was the turning point for you?" And her words were, "The spell wasn't broken until I took all of my strength to look to the nature of God to find myself." And I just, I've never forgotten that. It's
Say that
an
again,
enormous
would you?
Statement.
Would you repeat that again? That was exquisite.
Yeah, the spell wasn't broken until I took all of my strength to look to the nature of God to find myself. And the Bible tells us in the very first story of creation, in the first chapter of Genesis, that we're made in the image and likeness of God. Well, that it really, to me, I've become to take seriously that I don't know anything about myself unless I know something about what God's like.
Ooh, that's neat. Because there's a tendency to think that you know, God slapped together the mud, breathed the breath into it, and then set the clock and we're on our own, as opposed to that being any kind of an ongoing structure.
Yeah. But, that's actually a totally separate creation story that, if we're only buying what our physical senses tell us about ourselves, seems pretty plausible.
Uh-huh.
The old dust-to-dust routine.
Yeah.
But, obviously, we wouldn't be having this conversation if we weren't more than that. I've never heard dust having a conversation like that. And this young woman was loving the ideas that she discovered in Science and Health of God as infinite love, infinite mind, infinite soul, spirit, life, truth, and the divine principle of all being. So she was thinking out from those ideas, those concepts, to really get a glimpse of her wholeness and worth, including then all of the qualities of love. I kind of think of it as paralleling genetics. You know, we're all pretty convinced that we're a chip off the old block of our human parents, and that gives us our eye color and skin color and some things we like and some things we might not like.
Oh, my gosh, I'm acting like my mother.
Yeah, I'm acting like my mother. Or, you know, nobody in my family was athletic or could do math either.
Right.
You know, and it can get even more serious than that, as we know. But to take seriously, to start with, okay, God is love, and this is our Father, as Christ Jesus started out, you know, when they asked him, teach us to pray, I've often thought, well, he could have started anywhere. But he started with those words, our Father. So it's the statement of origin. Okay, if this is my origin, or father, mother, as Mary Baker Eddy talks about in Science and Health, if love is that, then what do I inherit? Well, the qualities and capacities of love, kindness and gentleness and compassion and forgiveness. Anybody ever need that in uncertain times?
Yeah,
I do.
There you go.
I do. And this young woman really broke through by thinking out from the sense of God as infinite mind, infinite love, soul, to find her own beauty and intelligence and goodness, capacity to love and be loved. And I think that's what she meant when she said, you know, the spell wasn't broken until I took all of my strength to look to the nature of God to find myself.
That is such an amazing statement. That must have taken your breath away at that moment.
It did, and I have never forgotten. I've shared it with thousands of people. I guess maybe I am today.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
But it's so inspiring when you get just this laser-like glimpse of practical spirituality and how it impacts someone's life.
Fabulous. I'd like to break away for just a half a second, David. We've got a spot here to give everybody all of the details and information about the presentation that you'll be doing this coming Sunday, May 23rd. I'll give them a heads up on it. It's at the Sheraton Hotel on Hop Yard in Pleasanton. And we'll go ahead and give them all of the details right now.
Going through tough times? Finding certainty in uncertain times. A free talk by David Stevens, a Christian Science healer and teacher, tells how understanding God replaces fear with confidence. The talk begins at 4:30 p.m. on Sunday, May 23rd, at Four Points by Sheraton, Pleasanton Hotel, 5115 Hop Yard Road in Pleasanton. Visit seekanswers.info for more details.
And you are listening to us. special event. This is Spiritual Perspectives, looking at real life from, well, a spiritual perspective. We're very, very glad to have our special guest here this morning, which is David Stevens. David has a full-time practice in spiritual healing, but I always want to invite you to join into the Spiritual Perspectives program. If you have a question I haven't asked or if you've got something you'd like clarified, just jump right on the line, 415-543-8255, here in our KEST studios. And I want to let everybody know you can also hear us streaming live online at KEST Radio. Got to have the radio part in there. KESTRadio.com. The phone number for the studio is 415-543-8255. And I'd like to repeat a couple of details. One, I want to thank the Livermore Christian Science Church and the Hayward Christian Science Church. Together, they are sponsoring today's event for you, our listeners. But they are also sponsoring David's event on Sunday, Finding Certainty in Uncertain Times. They're sponsoring that event and making it a gift to the community. So there is no charge to you. It's literally a gift to the community. They're even providing childcare, so that will be an available option. And David, let me ask you one quick question, just in case, because I hate to phrase it this way, but I know there are people in our listening audiences that have been bruised or dented or folded by other organizations that also fall under the label of church, either recently or even in their childhood. So let's clarify this piece right away. Folks that come to this talk, are they then going to get hit with some huge parade of pressure to join some church or some organization?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think of every talk as we're thinking together here.
Mm-hmm.
We're holding up a spiritual idea and thinking together. You know, Scott, a few years ago, I think it was in Maine, a Buddhist woman came up to me and said, you know, I felt as though I'd been bruised and battered, and I almost didn't come because of that word Christian. And it hurts me as a Christian to think that people feel that way. But she said, I'm realizing that what we're talking about here is not dogma, it's leading thought to the Christ consciousness. And then her face lit up and she said, it just had this beautiful expression, and she said, well, that's what heals, isn't it? And I said, yes, this is all about that. It's not about joining something. You know, each one of us has a direct relationship with God and a conversation and journey, and we're being led. That's totally respected.
Mm-hmm. I know when I've been able to attend the event, the only thing I've encountered is lovely conversation, although at one of them I did get pressured to have one more homemade brownie, but that was the only pressure I got, and
I
succumbed.
Well, I hope you survived that all right.
I gave in.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, there could be that kind of pressure, but that's about it.
That's absolutely wonderful, and that's Sunday, and again, it's at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel, which is in Pleasanton, right on Hop Yard. And I want to give people Seek Answers, which is just the coolest domain name, S-E-E-K, seekanswers.info, will take you directly into a whole flyer about this and give you all of the information you need, including phone numbers for contact and so forth. So I highly recommend, if you're at your computer, just go there right now. Just type in www.seekanswers.info, and it'll take you right up. And in fact, that'll give you a link. You can go explore more about David, including he's got some things up on the website where he's connected to, where you can actually hear some of his talks. You're getting quite a nice web presence, I noticed, Dave.
Well, it's fun. You know, just ideas expand. That's all. The conversation expands.
For a fellow who's one of his favorite things is to drive his tractor around, this is pretty tech.
That's right. Well, so is my tractor. You should see it.
Ah, okay. Now yeah. I get it.
No,
so
it's just...
you brought up a commentary about connecting into the sense of Christ, and I like to differentiate that out because I know a lot of the other boxes that are labeled Christian, they have, well, it's like I learned in Texas. It didn't matter the temperature. The word for that beverage, that malt beverage, was cold beer. That was just one word, cold beer. Didn't matter if it was off the shelf or if it was in a cooler, it was cold beer. And I've noticed that a lot of Christian churches have one word that's Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
And yours seem to be making a distinction between the person and the Christ.
Well, I don't think you can separate Jesus and Christ. I mean, he illustrated Christ more than anyone who's ever walked the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's inseparable. The Christ is... the godlikeness with which he illustrated for all of us, but he illustrated it I believe, and Christian Science teaches, that this is the true nature, in fact, of all of us. You might say that Christ was the message.
Wait. And you threw that away. This is the true nature of who?
All of us.
Wow.
All of us. The spirituality, the godlikeness, the real sonship and daughtership, if you will, with God. The Bible says that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And he didn't say, my Father, which art in heaven. He said, our Father.
Yeah.
And so while he illustrated both the nature of God and sonship with God, he was showing it for a reason, not just to get us to pay attention to some parlor tricks of the time. He was illustrating divine law, and he was illustrating our place as sons and daughters of God.
I notice that he doesn't say, and I hope we come to thy kingdom, but he says, thy kingdom come on earth.
Yes, right. And Mary Baker Eddy's take on that in Science and Health is, thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present. Think of the difference in praying, for instance, between a starting point that is, I'm outside the kingdom, it hasn't come yet, and I'm still waiting around for it.
Yes.
Sort of prayer from inside the kingdom.
Well, you know, you've hit right into it, David. That's one question we always ask in a spiritual perspectives program. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by the word pray or prayer? What's that mean for you personally?
Well, I think for me, it's a lifting of heart and thought to see more of what God is and what God is doing. You know, to see more of these laws that are operating on our behalf. It's not. It involves petition, but to me, it involves affirmation. It involves a utilization of what I know. It's more listening than trying to tell the all-knowing something that. Well, why would I tell the all-knowing something? it's listening.
Yo, God, in case you haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, in case you're out fishing today or something. Well, I know we all feel like that when we're in great need, and I wouldn't belittle that at all. But to me, there's a wonderful verse in one of the Psalms, Psalm 119, that kind of illustrates it, and it shows that 3,500 years ago, someone was thinking along these lines. And it's open Psalm 119, verse 18. If anybody's checking, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. You know,
say
prayer
that again,
is the heart's desire to see more of God's presence and power.
Say that again, if you would. Psalm 119, was it?
Psalm 119, yes. Verse 18. I love it. You know, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
Out of thy law.
Yeah.
Whew.
To me, that's an enabling, empowering law. It's the law of love that enfolds us and protects us and guides us. It's that shepherding law that the 23rd Psalm speaks about.
Mm-hmm. So I get the distinct sense every time I talk with you, David, that this is not just a belief system. This is an experience with definitive results to back it up, that we're not just a clockwork mechanism that God set in play and then walked away.
Yeah. You know, I would have trouble with a God like that, frankly. I think it... To me, God is here and now and active and all, and we're not separate from that. We're the expression of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
Wait. And, we're not separate from that. We're the expression of that. You see this as an ongoing unfolding.
Yeah, the unfolding of good, the unfolding of... And I think when people grow spiritually, the limited... mortal, material sense of themselves falls away, and it's replaced by something. It's replaced by a higher view. It's replaced by a truer, more satisfied sense of self. You know, I had an experience years ago where I was struggling with heart problems, but also with a temper, and it was pretty obvious in retrospect that they're related. But my prayer was at one point a pretty simple, you know, God, what do I need? And the answer I got was, you need a change of heart. And
Perfect.
And, you know, I remember reading in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' statement, you know, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I was pondering what that meant when I came across another kind of directive in the chapter on prayer and science and health. Mary Baker Eddy writes there, what we most need, and I, by the way, I wasn't, haven't ever been much of someone who wanted someone to walk up and tell me what I most needed, but it turned out this was. What we most need is the prayer of fervent desire for growth in grace expressed in patience, meekness, love, and good deeds. And, you know, I realized that that was what I needed, that prayer was something that had to be expressed in the way I was walking my daily walk, that I needed those qualities of patience, meekness, love, and good deeds. And it was, I think of it, Scott, almost like, you know, those little rings on the playground as kids, and you're swinging and you grab the next one. Well, when you get a real good hold on that next one, you feel free to let go of the other one and you swing forward. And that's very much what happened to me there as I stopped identifying myself with all that stress and anger and self-righteousness of the guy who had to be right all the time. And the heart problems and the temper problems went away, and I began to, as I began to really identify with those qualities, which I think could be squeezed from the synonyms for God we were talking about a little earlier, patience, meekness, love, and good deeds, I'm a lot happier camper these days thinking of myself in those terms. It is practical, and it brings results.
I know that people are going to come away from this event Sunday having had a profound experience, but I'll let you tell them. When you've done this presentation, David, what have you seen that people actually take away from this?
Well, I'll tell you. A couple of months ago, I was in a jail in Houston.
On purpose?
On purpose. I'm in and out of jail a lot.
Voluntarily. We're just checking.
I'm in and out of jail a lot on purpose. Talking about spiritual identity, I had a guy come up to me and say, I got it. I said, what'd you get? He said, I got that my real origin is good, that I am the child of God, that God loves me. And he said, and the devil is the identity thief. He said, I've got to get up every day to remember who I am as the child of God, so I'm not a victim of identity theft.
Wow.
And I don't know if he meant, you know, that the devil is something with horns, or, but I think of the, you know, those devilish thoughts that try and tear us down and would have us defined by our worst mistakes, labels that have been put on us, the burdens of yesterday and today and the uncertainties of tomorrow. You know, it's that kind of response to sometimes people have experienced physical healing, or they've heard an idea that just this last weekend, a fellow said, I heard an idea there that just is going to solve this business problem that's been bothering me for, you know, for months. It just seemed like an impasse here, and I just realized I have to not only see myself in this spiritual light, I have to see the people around me that way. What a change.
Yes.
And so I just love the different ways that sometimes it's someone gets something and they say, oh, I love when you said thus and so, and it's not something I said, but it's that divine message. It's the Christ speaking directly to them and meeting that need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I absolutely
We're all listening together is what we're doing on Sunday afternoon.
I just love this phrase that there's a natural role for spirituality in leading us out of ignorance, fear, or self-doubt, and into discovery, confidence, and accomplishment. That's beautifully, beautifully stated, including David goes on to say that in the context of daily life, each one of us has a right to protection, supply, health, and progress under God's care.
Freedom to be who we're designed to be.
I love that.
And it's good.
I love that. That not living up to their potential in grade school when they wouldn't tell you what it is, here's a chance to go find the doorway to that.
We're talking about the biggest label taker offer ever.
Fabulous. Yeah. This again will be this Sunday, which is May 23rd. It starts at 4:30. I recommend get there early, okay? It'll be at the Four Points, which is the Sheraton Hotel on Hop Yard in Pleasanton. Your best route is to go right on in to seekanswers.info. Or if you need a phone number to contact that, it's right here in my... No, it's not. It's a different place in my notes. Seekanswers.info will get you right there and give you all of the information that you need. David, I know that that's going to be an absolute blessing on Sunday. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us this morning. Thank you so very much. We're going to play that spot again so that people have all of the information that we need. And I'll let you know that our guest today for Spiritual Perspectives has been David Stevens. David practices a full-time practice in spiritual-based healing. Thank you, David.
Scott, thanks so much. It's been a joy to be with you again.
Going Through Tough Times? Finding Certainty in Uncertain Times, a free talk by David Stevens, a Christian Science healer and teacher, tells how understanding God replaces fear with confidence. The talk begins at 4:30 p.m. on Sunday, May 23rd, at Four Points by Sheraton, Pleasanton Hotel, 5115 Hop Yard Road in Pleasanton. Visit seekanswers.info for more details.
Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net.